This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. JNP Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Vitamin World, nutrition starts at the source. Save 10% off with code MMA0314. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 384.
384!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. It's funny, every time we do the show, I say the number and I throw up fingers and I never get the finger combination right. You I'm just like, what? Eight fingers?
Just gang symbols at this point.
It's for our hearing impaired audience. I like to be multicultural.
Okay.
And lingual.
Yes, we are non-prejudiced against any type of...
We are predatory.
Handicapped. We are predatory. Yes, we're like caged animals.
That's right.
Rabid caged
against,
animals.
Rage against the machine. Rage against the machine. Okay. Oh, hey, Catwoman, how's it going? Getting it in for 2018.
Going well.
I heard Catwoman's big.
Is it?
For 2018. Is she? I don't know. Is she?
Can you buy the Catwoman outfit? Like, is this purchasable?
I'm sure. I thought the original Catwoman was pretty hot.
Catwoman outfit? Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, like the 1950s version.
Oh, that's the original?
Something or other?
No, Michelle Pfeiffer. That was some hot shit. You like that?
You can have her. I'll take the Halle Berry one.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of that one.
I have a hard time. Every time I think of Halle Berry, I think of her in that scene with Billy Bob Thornton in that fucked up movie she was in, where he's like railing her, and it's like a really weird scene.
It's offensive.
No, it's not. Actually, it was really raunchy, but like it was a hard thing to watch. And I just every time I think of her, that's what I think of. So getting railed by Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that's not good. Bad Santa. He's in there. Does he rail someone in every movie?
I think he does.
It's in his script. Contract. It's my deal, like, man.
So, who's getting railed on the set?
Everybody. The chair, the table.
That's right. But yeah, what happened this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, we had a couple MMA events. Well, we had a Bellator in London and a UFC in Liverpool.
Ooh.
And I'll just say this, all you UK fans who like to woo at every event, please kill yourselves. The public service announcements from MMA Nuts.
That's boring.
That's all I heard on both broadcasts. Woo, woo. What is the fascination with the woo? It's not even the right sport. It came from the WWE, from some retard.
That's why they do it. They think they're watching WWE.
Apparently. Maybe. The judges sure did. We'll get to that.
Scoring was not as expected.
Oh, my God. Off the charts. Just off the charts. Okay. So let's start with the Bellator 200. You had Gegard Mousasi versus Rafael Carvalho. Mm-hmm. And fucking Mousasi is just dominant, gets the takedown, ground gets the back, and just pounds him out. Now becomes the Bellator middleweight champion. And he posts a picture of his fucking belt collection now. So he's got like a Cage Warriors, a Strike Force, he's got two Dream Belts, and now the Bellator. Only thing missing from the collection?
UFC.
Yeah. And UFC decided, well, let's get rid of a top fucking middleweight.
It's a stupid move.
Yeah. And the interesting thing from this fight, the takeaway is, you have Rory McDonald wants to fight Mousasi, and Mousasi wants to fight Rory McDonald. We were just talking about that. So it looks like they're going to make that fight happen.
Okay. Those are the top guys in that.
Oof.
I would say they might be the top two guys in the whole of Bellator.
As far as, like, complete fighters, yes.
Yes, I think they're up there. They're in the top three or four for sure.
Yeah.
So.
And then, do you want to even speculate on that fight? Like, who do you favor, Mousasi versus McDonald? That's a tough fight.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% convinced that Rory has ever recovered from that Lawler fight.
And I don't think Lawler has either.
No, I think Mousasi can box him up pretty good and get him kind of, you know, back in that kind of condition, and that'll be bad for Rory McDonald. I think technically they're both pretty good, but Mousasi's better. He's very, very technical. That guy is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like crazy.
Fucking fighting and training.
Yeah.
What else can a man do?
I don't know. Those are good things to be doing.
Then be very good at them, right?
So I'm good at all of these things.
Yeah.
He's so relaxed. I would love to hang out with him
so
for a little
while. McDonald.
Rory's like axe murder relaxed, where Mousasi's kind of like, a stoner
in a way. Yeah, he's a little bit.
He's like kind of high all the time.
I don't know.
It's just like, hey, whatever.
And whatever I do it very well.
Yeah. And that weird high-pitched voice he had. And then Rory McDonald likes to cut avocados and put the knife through his hand. Remember when he did that?
He's got a soft-spoken, deep voice.
Yes. Psycho.
Let's talk slow.
Slow talk. Mm-hmm. Then we had MVP versus David Rickles in a fight that, Jesus Christ, MVP just lit this man up. And I think it was in the second round. MVP hits him with another right hand. And I think his strike landing percentage was damn near 100%. Wow. Everything he threw landed. And then this last punch that hits, Rickles waves it off. He's done fighting. Like, I'm good. I'm good. Nothing else is going to come. So he just quits in the cage. And, you know, MVP puts on the Avengers, whatever, fucking glove with the Infinity Stones in. Does his little shout out. But it's cool watching him just light people up. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
And rumor is he's supposed to fight Paul Daly next, but we'll see if that happens.
Is Paul happy now? Did they have the conversation?
I don't know if they've had that conversation.
He wants his money.
Well, we're only making $30,000 a fight. It seems weird unless he got some kind of a signing bonus for Paul Daly. Seems like a bigger star than $30,000.
Yeah. I mean, he did hit Josh Koscheck after the belt. You should get paid for that.
That's right. He did us a public service. Yes. Nobody liked Koscheck.
No, whatever happened to that guy? He retired.
I don't know. It was like him and Bobby Southworth. You gotta go back to the Tough Show. Remember they were outside? And I think it was a drunk Chris Lieben that they were pouring water on.
Oh, that's right. Were they pouring water or peeing on him?
Pouring water. Because if they peed on him, I think there would be more fisticuffs than there already were. And how I remember that, I have no fucking idea.
I remember it. Yes.
Okay. Just like yesterday, when I actually would watch the Tough Show.
It was good back then.
Yeah. That's when it was original.
Because they were just regular people. No, it's like weirdness.
We're not hiring you because you're a personality. Mm-hmm. And then the last fight was the Phil Davis versus Linton Vassell. And pretty uneventful fight until Davis decides to throw a head kick and knock him the fuck out. So nice. Good for him. With his all pink shorts. You know, repping the pink,
repping the pink, man. He's all that.
That's true. That's Bellator 200 in a nutshell. Good event, though. If I got a stack, I watched both events. If I go Bellator 200 or UFC, Bellator 200.
It's much better, huh?
Even though it was on fucking tape delay, so I got to avoid Twitter and Facebook all day.
Uh-huh.
Can we just televise it at the same time like the UFC did? They televised it live. So I had to try to avoid spoilers, and luckily I did all day. So I could watch it
in the evenings?
Unabated.
I see.
If that makes sense.
Versus masturbated.
That's right. Let me try to click on this link for you real quick as we switch over to the UFC and go. They tweeted this one out. Waiting.
Oh, it wants to download some porn.
Shh. Really German download any more porn. We've got enough. this is Twitter.
Oh. Can't play the video on this browser. Please try a different browser.
You know what?
Do you want me to talk about my story related to this? While you're doing that?
Hang on. Was it about... Who's it about?
Darren Till and Sam
Thompson? Not yet. Because that's going to go too long. What else would you like to talk about?
News-wise?
No, I'm just kidding. It'll take me a second.
I'm waiting. It's uncomfortable.
I just got to remember that...
Uncomfortable pause in the show.
It's all right. We could do
I sing a show tune?
Would you like to sing?
Strangers in the Night.
Oh, I don't know. How about Putting on the Rents?
I don't know that song.
Fucking... Yeah, dude. Plays all the time. Here's a girl has no name, Ingo.
Oh, she has a... What is it?
UFC tweeted that out.
She has a name. That's... She's a famous actress.
Yeah, a girl that has no name.
What's her name? Yeah, what's her name? In real life, I don't know.
Maisie something or other? Williams?
She's quite fetching looking. She's short, though, isn't she?
Yeah. Holding up the Darren Till and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. So, where do you want to start with this Darren Till missing weight motherfucker? You can't call a guy a motherfucker.
You can't? What about a daddy fucker? No.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often.
You daddy fucker.
That would be like a father fucker.
You father fucker, you.
I like that. Maybe that's our staple. You father fucker. It doesn't roll off the tongue. It's
it does not.
Father fuckers. Two Fs don't work out.
No. It's too harsh.
Yeah.
What do I want to talk about? I was going to go right to his post-fight comments, but we can wait. Darren Till.
Yeah, let's go weight, cutting, fight, and then comments. So
he did not make weight.
Yeah, he weighed in at 174 and a half, and then luckily Wonder Boy, I don't know if he had a choice in this matter, but you can't have Darren Till, who's goddamn fucking star over there in Liverpool, hometown boy, not fight the main event. Like, who's going to be your main event? He's got to fight. So Wonder Boy agrees to fight him, but Till has to weigh in less than 188 pounds on the day of the fight.
Okay.
He weighed in at 187 and some change. So mm-hmm. Till said he had to starve and dehydrate himself again to make the 188-pound weight fucking thing the next day. So I don't, health-wise, I don't know how good that is to double weight cut in 2 days. It's
great for your health.
Yeah.
Amazing. And your brain, too.
And then the other weird thing was they didn't let, the UFC didn't let the media come to the second weigh-in.
Really?
Yeah. A little fishy in my book. You're going to have a weigh-in for everybody, and then this guy gets a special weigh-in, but no media. So that's telling me, just in case he doesn't make it, mm-hmm. he's going to make it.
No matter what.
Yeah. So, but then what does that mean if we're going to have a guy, so he weighs, just even if he weighs 188, let's call it 188, mm-hmm. he probably weighs well north of 200 when he walks in the octagon, but... You basically, we have a light heavyweight fighting at welterweight, and whatever, it's cool.
Yeah, that's the norm, Matt. That's what happens.
I love it. Then why weight classes? Like, why the charade?
Because they have to prove they can make the weight for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's just put towels in front.
Yeah, it's like a minute or two, and then you can gain the weight back.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
There's got to be rules in general. You can't just have chaos and anarchy.
Well, when it comes to weights, I think we already have chaos and anarchy. It doesn't matter. But let me just say this. This was a boring fucking tactical fight, which I have no interest in. Mm-hmm. You have Stephen Wonderboy Thompson going backwards the whole fight, Darren Till going forwards. Usually a recipe for the judges to score it one way. I scored it for Thompson. I thought he had at least 3 of the 5 rounds. Even though in the 5th round, Till did drop Thompson. Mm-hmm. But there was also a lot of hand touching going on during the fight. Like, oh, almost like it was a sparring match. Like, oh, nice job. You hit me good. Yeah, yeah. I hate that buddy-buddy shit.
Like, you want them to kill each other.
Well, you can do that. You either do it before the fight or after the fight, not during the fight. What do you think about it? You good?
I'm okay with them starting of the round, end of the round, but during... It's confusing. You're right. It just kind of sends a weird message.
Because you're not. To me, it sounds like you're not treating this as a do or die situation. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's like there's no consequence. Like, oh yeah. Man, you got me. We're not gonna hurt each other out here. Fuck that. We're out here.
Kill or be killed.
Finish somebody, right?
Yes, death to him.
Right. So.
I hear you.
When we go to the scorecard, Till gets the unanimous decision. Two judges give it 49-46 and 48-47 from third. And I mean, it was close. I wouldn't call it a robbery, but you know, if we have stupid rules and stupid judges, and one of the other fights, I think it was the Jason Knight, the fuck's his name, Makwan Amerikani. Mm-hmm. One of the judges scored at 30-27 for Knight, and then the other judges scored both for Amerikani. Like, you can't have... We're doing this big swing again,
right?
Yeah,
it's a huge swing.
So, that was weird. So, what about the post-fight?
Well, Till, you know, talking about the title shot, his comment on this, when they asked him, is basically said, give it to Steven. He made weight, and he's still number one and beat more guys than me, so give it to him. I'm a realist. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit anyone. I'm not gonna bullshit myself, and I'm not gonna bullshit you, the fans. So give it to Steven. I'm just gonna go and train. I missed weight, so I don't feel I deserve a title shot anyway. So there you go. So what are your thoughts on this? He basically was like, you know, I fucked up. Yeah, I won, but I don't feel like I should get the title shot because of these reasons. Do you think that's a fair?
Well, my thoughts are similar to Chael Sonnen. Cut or move up a weight class. Like, you can't fucking fight at 170. This isn't his first time missing weight either.
No.
So you should have to fight at middleweight, and now, you know, Wonderboy is in quite the pickle, because you've lost twice to the champion, uh-huh. and now you're number one, and you just lost to the number 8 guy. Where does that put him?
At number 7.
Yeah, and where do you rank Till? I don't move Till up.
No. But Wonderboy's been on this track record of like these slow, boring tactical fights all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What happened to the flashy?
Well, it's that Anderson Silva type counter striking where he's waiting, and then if the other guy's kind of waiting, you get this awkwardness. Even though Till was moving forward, it was moving forward but not necessarily engaging. I think there was some weird stat. Each guy maybe landed 40 strikes the entire fight.
Whoa, it's not very many.
No.
Sounds very tactical.
Exactly. And I don't want to see that.
Five rounds?
Five rounds of this shit.
What do they do? Dance with each other the whole time?
Oh my God. Just like land something. Go for broke. And Till was trying to clinch up and work knees and stuff. But, you know, he was successful with some of the side kicks. He side kicked Wonderboy in the knee a couple times, like that oblique kick, and like buckled his knee. Kind of like John Jones did a Rampage that one time.
Yeah.
But for the most part, not a good fight. I don't think I have anything else to say, but moving right along.
Okay.
Jason Knight versus Makwan Umerokani. Could be round of the year. First round, yeah. And Knight dropped Umerokani with two uppercuts at some point. And then there's this point here where he's holding... Mirakani's on top. He's holding the biceps and sticking his tongue out. They're going,
Looks very
sensual. They're talking shit to each other. And at some point... forgot what Knight said. Something like, you got a weak chin, boy. Come get it, bitch. Mm-hmm. They're going to fight. So they're just yapping back and forth. And Knight was content just to work off his back. He's trying to throw up submissions. And Makwan, being on top, wasn't doing anything. And somehow that scores more points than being on the bottom and being active, or being on bottom and neutralizing what the guy on top.
Because you're on top, man. It looks like you're dominating.
That's what it looked like. So he gets, you know, one guy gave it. That's where it's three judges scored the entire fight for tonight. And even with the two uppercuts and dropping him, man, draw at worst, but it's not for Amirakani, but he got the win. So that's all I have for those two cards. I like the Bellator one more. I just wish it was shown at the right time.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for news?
Let's see. Michael Bisping announcing retirement from MMA. So sad. You don't get to see him get KO'd anymore.
Yeah, I was hoping one more.
You really want one more?
Henderson.
Come on now. But had a good career. Had a good run.
Yeah.
Not always well-liked. Played the heel quite a bit, personality-wise. A little abrasive at times. But I got to say, overall body work, not bad for a white guy.
Yeah, not bad.
From the UK.
Hard worker.
He's working hard.
Not always honest, though. Well, I saw they were showing some behind-the-scenes shit on the UFC Tonight show.
Yeah.
So you had Bisping was on there and Michael Chiesa sitting next to him. And there's a moment that they show when they're in a commercial break and Michael Bisping fell off his chair and almost fell off the set. And he goes to Chiesa, said, man, I wish that would have happened during the live show. And Michael replied and said, I'm 1-0 against chairs. You are 0-1 against dollies.
Ooh.
And then also they showed their reactions to the Darren Till Wonderboy fight, and you could see Bisping mouth, that's bullshit. But then when the show came back on, he's like, oh yeah, you know, he didn't really comment on Till winning or losing. He was more like, yeah, that was the right decision. So how do you feel? I want to do a separate question. I know we're talking about retirement and whatever, but should he be loyal to his countrymen, or should he be honest as an analyst?
It's hard to say, because we've certainly had moments where things have not always been on the surface at times, right? Like, we feel a certain way and we talk about things a certain way. So I don't know. Maybe they play the game.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
sometimes. I mean, he's... Till is supposed to be the next Michael Bisping for the UK.
Yeah.
So can you say the guy didn't win that fight? If he's being honest.
Well, you know? You get torn. Like, we're very biased for Damian Maia here on the show.
Of course, but I don't think I've ever said that he's won or lost a fight. No. I'm unbiased when it comes to that.
No, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, we have our biases, but maybe sure. he just has his in this way because he's a countryman. So it's like, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Well, I think if you're an analyst on a TV show, you have to be unbiased. And if I've just seen you say bullshit to that decision, that's fucked up. You got to call it.
You got to get that paper rolling in, Matt. That's how it gets paid.
Well, he does a good job up there. I'll give him credit, but you got to be honest.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe he rethought it, and he was like, yeah, I overreacted.
I don't know about that. The way you overreacted right out the chair. Hey!
Oh, fucking chair.
Yeah. What else? Do you want to talk about GSP on the Rogan podcast? It's going to be a long, long thing. I will just say that was probably the best podcast he's had in, I don't know, 3 years?
Since the last time GSP was done.
No, this is better because he was actually himself. He's finally comfortable in his own skin, and he's never been that. And I think if you give him another year or two, he'll be even more comfortable. Mm-hmm. He's got a better perspective on life now. He was very open, honest. He was swearing a lot during the podcast. Like, wow, this is a side of GSP we don't normally see.
Yes.
And he was talking about when he was training for the Bisping fight, and he said Faraz, basically, he's an asshole because he was telling George's training partners to try and knock George out in sparring, and they'll get a bonus. And he's like, I hate him. He's trying to kill me.
Why was he doing that?
Just so they would fight him extra hard, so he'd be well prepared when he got in the octagon.
Wow.
He was talking about the foundation of a training camp. And I think I think the other takeaway is that GSP has so much technical knowledge about MMA that I was kind of surprised. But you got to think, he's with Frost Sahabi and John Donaher. So he is absorbing so much and retaining. So he's talking about the foundation of a training camp. And he said it goes into three stages. It's like, it's kind of a pyramid. He said the bottom of the pyramid is the physical layer. It's basically, are you in shape? He said next is the technical layer. Do you know what to do with your knowledge? Mm-hmm. And then third is the tactical layer. Mm. Like, where can I take you out of your comfort zone? And he says, his coaches are masters of this, and Freddie Roach is in boxing. And he's thinking, well, there's another mind that also he's using as far as his coaches. But
yeah,
he's talking about the Bisping fight. He said Bisping messed him up because he was expecting Bisping to come at him right away and take him out, but he was moving around a lot. He said, especially in the second round where he was running around a lot. And then he made the adjustment in the third round where coaches said, slip the right hand and come over the top with the left hook. And then that's where he caught him and then got them to the ground and then sunk in that rear naked choke. And I think he was talking about, I don't know if I wrote that down, but we was talking about the training and that they would start in positions so that you're constantly, it's none of this tap, tap, go. It's like, you're already in some sort of a position, so you're either trying to get out of it or trying to finish. And you're doing rounds of that, so that you're constantly in a state of engagement, not in this, okay, we're out here in space doing something. Oh, we're already engaged, and now you got to make something happen. So that's how he felt. He was able to react faster. This is when he's doing the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Interesting.
Huh.
So that he said when he teaches classes now, that's how he does it.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Uh-huh.
He also said he was thinking too much when he was fighting towards the end of the career before he took that break. And I think that was some of his fights where not the most exciting, right?
No. And he took a lot of punishment in those last four fights that he had prior to coming back. More so than any other time combined, really. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
He also said he never slept well before any of his fights, and he slept well before one of them.
Which one?
Matt Serra. He said he accepts the stress of fighting now. Says the Nate Diaz fight is a lose-lose fight for him. He needs something exciting. He said 155-pound fight for the title sounds exciting.
Wow.
But he's not really committed to a Conor McGregor or a Khabib. So I don't know where it's going to be.
I'd rather see Conor. Khabib is just too similar of a fighter.
Well, what if you do the 165? You create a 165 class, GSP versus Conor McGregor.
I like that.
Right. And then there was that other part where he's talking about Nick Diaz, and I'll read his quote. This is fucking hilarious.
I thought that was real for a minute.
And I don't know how I'll do it in his voice, but I got to confess, Joe. I got to confess. I was so scared of fighting Nick Diaz, so we poisoned his IV, but we survived. So I was even more terrified. So all the athletic commission was on my payroll. So they tricked, they weigh in, and I made it. But he went through. So I was even more terrified. So the alien abducted me and put the gamma rays to increase my strength like the Hulk. He doesn't say the H's.
The Hulk.
Yeah. Like a performance-enhancing drug. But the fight was still happening, so right before I put some glass and cement in my gloves to make sure, and I still had a crazy fight. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see him joking around like that.
Mm-hmm. Normally he wouldn't do that. Yeah, I really thought he was being serious. I was like, wow, he's going to confess. And I'm like, ah, you asshole, you got me good. Yeah. Like, he's not confessing, he's just bullshitting us. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm very itchy right now. I don't know what the problem is.
It's your hat.
Is it my hat?
He said he thinks Nick Diaz can beat Tyron Woodley.
I think he could.
Even being out for that long, he still thinks he could. I agree.
I think he would frustrate Tyron.
Yes. And talk shit the whole time. Tyron wouldn't handle it. Especially when you can't break. You can't break.
How's your
Nick?
Mama? How's your mama and my kids?
Tell your mommy to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. How's your mama gonna like when I beat your ass in front of her? Yeah. It's all day
man.
Long.
Oh man.
That'd be great. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I'm in for that. Is that gonna happen?
I hope so, but who knows? Because Nick Diaz has got his own bullshit. Like there's some domestic charges. He got arrested. I'm not gonna speculate.
I'm sure he's innocent.
They'll work that out.
He had nothing to do with it.
GSP also said the UFC did not want Johnny Hendricks to take the random drug testing before his fight with GSP. And GSP said he regrets taking the fight with Hendricks because of the drug testing. I wish he would have just told off the UFC and said, here, take my belt. Yeah. Wow, okay. Says in the future we'll all be gamers because sports will be all these superhumans with gene editing and whatnot. And it's all going to be about playing fucking games.
I see that.
Super passionate about paleontology for whatever reason. I don't understand that, but okay. He says his favorite fighters are Chael, Nick Diaz, and Conor McGregor. Huh. Tito Ortiz back in the day. He said the good guys are boring, so he likes the dark side, not the Jedi.
Yeah, the alien side.
And he likes the Cobra Kai, and he wants to see him beat the shit out of the Karate Kid.
Yeah!
And he says he doesn't like the fight. I think that's interesting. We've heard that from a few of the guys. They don't like the fight.
Yeah.
He learns to accept things. He likes his fear. He talked about, he sparred Shane Carwin once. He said, it was a lot of, he's like, you gotta fucking move. Stick and move. That guy. Like, holy shit. He fought, he's like 280.
He's twice your weight.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And Jesus Christ. And he said, he's really into efficiency. And then the last thing he said, he's never seen any blow from any human being harder than Joe Rogan's spinning back kick.
It's the hardest thing I've ever seen, Joe. How do you do it? It's crazy, man.
And then they were going to work on it again after the podcast.
So did they post it?
I didn't see any videos, but I think George had to run somewhere else. But
yeah.
It was an awesome podcast and well worth the three-hour listen.
Nice. I might have to check it out. I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. It's just nice to see him finally be himself.
Yeah, yeah, you know, of course.
Relax. He said there's still some other shit he can't quite talk about yet, but
he's
one
gay.
Day. Well, I think that's neither here nor there. Probably more here.
Yeah. He might be. I have my suspicions about it. Not that it matters, but...
He likes to drink. He said, I like the drink.
Oh, why?
I like the party, man. Yeah. He seems like a Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know?
He's like, I went to Thailand and they drink the whatever. Yeah. It's all good. No problem. No problem, Joe.
No
problem. Actually, you like my cousin. He's from France. He speaks just like GSP.
Nice.
He's got the whole, like, woo. Like,
I had to hang around him for a while and pick up that accent.
I
can't quite get it. It's all good. And then just the last one. I know Kat Zingano was on Joe Rogan today. I would say skip that one.
Not good.
No, it was all right. It's just, here's the takeaway. She was talking about the brain issues she's having right now. She has been having... I don't remember after which fight it was, but she says her motor skills were not working right. She's blanking out at times. Whoa. When she's sparring people, she's not recognizing patterns anymore, where in the past she could see if you're leaning one way, like what's going to happen. And
yeah.
She'll be in a jiu-jitsu in a position and then won't know, like, what are the options from that point.
Interesting.
So she said she was doing, I don't know, three different kinds of treatments. And whatever treatment she's doing now, after 4 weeks, has kind of helped lift that fog to try to get her brain back to some sense of normalcy.
Huh.
Which is weird. But, I mean, you see the last couple of fights where, especially the last one, she just wasn't there. And yeah. She says she thought that's part of her mental game. And, you could think about Cowboy, how it always takes him a couple rounds. And she's the same kind of fighter, where you see her lose a couple rounds, and then she'll come back. So she's got, and with the shit with her husband that passed away. So, I mean, she's got a lot of other shit going on. And then you add potentially some CTE stuff in.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on with that chick.
There is.
So hopefully that all works out. And she said the UFC's insurance isn't paying for any of this brain shit, because you basically, after a fight, you have 30 days to say, here's all the shit that's wrong with me. And if you didn't write that down, none of it's covered. And Joe was kind of flabbergasted by that.
Really?
Like, well, of course your head's going to be fucked up. You just got knocked out. You got your brain bashed in by, like, Amanda Nunes or whoever, you know?
It's going to happen.
Right. It's kind of retarded.
Damn
shame. What else you got for some news?
Let me see. I got one more thing. The next season of The Ultimate Fighter, as in what's happening right now as we speak, I think, are about to happen. Supposedly they're going to potentially cut the show, be done with it. Finally, after, like,
27
how many years?
Seasons.
13 years.
I think we're in 27 right now.
Dana said something about 13 years. It doesn't seem like long enough.
No, but I think they do multiple seasons.
In a year.
Yeah, so they're, I thought it was 27. It could be.
I was going by years, but it makes sense. I have not watched the show in years, and nor do I have any desire to. Every time I do see it and turn it on for a second, I'm like, yeah, this is, like, what'd you call it earlier?
Watching the Real World. It's not fucking 1989 or whenever that fucking show first came out, you know?
Nope. Sucks balls. No, thank you. I'm happy about it. Cancel that sucker.
There's much other better things to put on TV, and that's not one of them.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Well, I saw, if I can pronounce his name, Eric McGracken tweeted this out. He's talking about the new UFC ESPN deal. It was a $1.5 billion TV deal. This is all in. $300 million per year, 30 cards per year, $10 million per card. And then he kind of equated it out. It said there's 24 fighters per card, so that's $416,000 per fighter per fight. And then he just asked the question, hey, UFC roster, are you getting your fair share? Yeah, what do they get out of that? That's interesting.
Not much.
That's because Brent Agamotto tweeted this out. He said, the UFC will maintain control of its production over the live events on ESPN. Because that was kind of the question. Is ESPN going to put their bullshit people, like,
no.
Who's that fucking guy with the lipstick? Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson, yes.
These things happen in MMA. Put a fucking guy like that in. And
he does put lipstick on, I'm pretty sure.
He does. It was pink and pretty.
It's weird.
I like that mouth thingo. And then Brett also said, Dana White, when asked about how this ESPN deal will benefit UFC fighters, ESPN has shown its commitment to not only UFC, but MMA. The amount of promotion our athletes are going to get now and what ESPN is doing with its new platform is going to be very big for the fighters.
Huh.
So what do they get?
Pie in the sky. But it doesn't really even matter because they're not allowed to be individuals. So I don't see how that's going to help.
More exposure. What sponsorship does you even get? It doesn't even matter. Darren Till made fucking $5,000 from Reebok for headlining his own home country.
Yes.
Bullshit! I don't get it.
That's his bullshit. Scheiße.
Yeah. What else you got for news?
That's it for me.
All right.
What you got?
Mike Bond tweeted this out. He said, former champ Chris Weidman is targeting a return to the Octagon in September or October. Mm-hmm. Who should he fight?
Is his knee going to hold up?
I don't know if his body's going to hold up.
He was breaking down last time we were talking.
I thought he had a hand injury, too. Yeah. And
knees, hands,
hips. Who knows
hips.
What's going on?
Who should he fight? Somebody easy to start. Give him a warm-up.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have a good answer for that one. I wish I did. Chris Weidman.
Nick Diaz! I was going to say, you should move up to 205 and face John Jones.
There you go.
And then there was a video. I don't know if I should pull it up. You'll probably throw up.
Said, the arm?
No, a different one. This is Luke Rockhold re-injured his leg in training.
Is it bad?
And he tweeted out a picture, or actually a video of it getting stitched up, but this is not for the weak stomach.
It cuts?
Yeah. There's a big gash. Do you like gashes, Ingo?
I love gashes.
Okay.
This sounds disgusting. Why is his leg all gashy? Oh, man, that's horrible. What's happened to him?
I don't know. Probably shin on shin.
I can't look. I'm going to throw up. It's disgusting. What do you say? It feels so
it's
good.
It's so good. Yeah. Sick fucker. This stuff doesn't even bother me anymore. That's how I've seen so much.
You're weird. It's bothered me. I might pass out and be like,
like, wake up. Stick a finger in it. Does it hurt? No.
Nah, if it's all numbed up. Was that it?
No, just more. Mike Bond tweeted this one out, a stat. Said June 3rd represents the 2-year anniversary of the first ever UFC early weigh-ins. Said the 2 years leading up to that point, just 22 instances of fighters missing weight for UFC fights. In 2 years since early weigh-ins began, nearly triple, with 62 fighters having missed weight for UFC bouts. So why are we doing the early weigh-ins then? If we had 22 people missing weight 2 years prior, and then since we have 62, so you have like a threefold increase.
It's for ratings, Matt?
Yes, less fights, more interesting matchups.
Yes, we're trying to ruin the sport.
Well, they did. Well, I guess maybe the Fertittas are still trying to buy it back.
Ruin it more. Make it worth nothing.
I don't know. They just got a $1.5 billion TV deal.
Yeah. Maybe there's a bigger picture we don't see. I wonder if that's the case.
Yeah, I've tried to play out the scenarios. I don't get it.
Maybe you're not supposed to.
Yeah, maybe it's just one of those things like judging.
You're not inside the circle of trust, Matt.
I don't know if I want to be in that circle of trust.
There's you. You're out here.
You're outside. And then MMA Fighting tweeted this out. They said, Dana White on Overeem, being on the UFC 225 prelims, said, when All-Star Overeem sells as many pay-per-view buys as CM Punk does, we can argue.
Fair.
How do you measure what CM Punk is doing as their first fight on the prelims?
Did they mention how many sold so far? Any comments on this?
No. It's a stacked card as it is. So I don't... again, I don't think... What's on, and you're content to pay Alistair Overeem $800,000 to fight on the prelims?
Apparently. Well, maybe they're cutting their losses at this point.
They just want to be done with them?
Probably. I don't think he's going to stick around much longer. I see him either retiring or going over to Bellator.
I thought he resigned. I don't remember what the
three
thing
or four
is.
Fights, though.
Small. But aren't they doing those 10 fight contracts like Anderson Silva?
Bazillion fights.
I'm signed up till I'm 53, you know?
Could be.
Keep fighting?
Yeah.
It's just weird. I don't know what to say about him. Let's move right along. Did you see Sage Northcutt? I just refollowed him
you
on
love
Twitter.
Love talking about this guy.
I just refollowed him. I can't get more pictures of him.
Do you oil up
him.
When you look at his Twitter? Do you like get all oiled up? And you're just like, oh, let me log in.
Finger in my ass, you know.
Like, perfect.
Try to go for two, it hurts.
Ouch.
Well, you know, I'm tough. So
four fingers.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't do four? If you're not doing four, you're a pussy.
All five.
Pussy!
Yeah. Get the whole fist in there.
That's right. He says he's about to play Fortnite after the UFC fights are over. So he's got his headphones on and his fucking cat shotgun. He's ready to go, Ingo.
I'm not sure what's going on. There's a software update happening on his Xbox. He's all ripped with a cat. I mean, is he going to fuck that cat? What is going on? It looks like he's going to gang rape that cat.
He may have the funniest Twitter, the most
animal cruelty.
Unintentional Twitter.
I don't know.
It may be animal
maybe
cruelty.
Maybe he's as high as fuck. He's like, let me hold this cat.
I'm going to do work, man. This is what I do. I play Xbox. I get my cat. I get
come
naked.
Here,
I grease up.
It could be a dead
ripped.
Cat, probably. Know. Maybe it's not even
could
real.
Be stuffed. Well, I think it's going to be stuffed.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
The Northcutt sausage.
Yeah, so I'm back in the Northcutt game, Ingo. I didn't get my quota for the week.
You're
so.
Crazy, man.
That guy's the best. Mr. Weigold.
Hey, Mr. Weigold.
Yes.
I really appreciate what you guys do on the MMA Nuts.
Oh, you're welcome. Go fuck yourself.
Paige Van Zandt confirms her boob job to TMZ.
Yeah, you called it.
She says, yep, I did get a boob job. I'm a girl, and I always want my own boobs, and they never came, so I bought them.
Hey, I can respect that.
Good for you, Paige.
I'll post a pic.
I wish I had boobs. I might buy some of my own.
I got them. They're overrated.
Yeah. I'm talking about big bazonkers. He's doing his thing.
Let's do some ass nuts.
Okay. Ass does nuts.
Let's close it out. Bring up Shadow.
right into it. Okay.
It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Chain. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Pound sign Motherfucker. Kick his ass.
Okay. He's angry this week.
Yeah, you are. Wow. Very aggressive.
Simmer down, man.
Very aggressive.
Simmer down. Breathe. Count to 10. Backwards.
What do you guys think of the second list of nicknames I created for MMA fighters and employees? Which do you like and which do you don't like? All right. Artem T-Rex Arms Lobov.
That's not bad.
I'll give you the middle, a thumbs up or thumbs down. You're in the middle on that.
Middle.
Joanna, I tap the strikes in J-check. I'll give you thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
All right. Johnny, Miss Wade Hendricks.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs down. Mackenzie, Big Mac Dern.
Thumbs up.
We're double thumbs up. Michael, Left Hook, Larry Bisping. That one's been around.
Yeah. Middle.
Yeah. Nate, the Stockton Strangler Diaz. I like that. Nick, Ain't a Bitch Diaz.
I like it.
In Rich, Knee to the Face Franklin. Double thumbs down, son of a bitch.
I like
That's
it.
That's dirty.
It's good.
Dirty.
Low blow, sir, but I like it.
Stipe, the Immigrant Miochik.
I like it.
I think that was Joey Diaz. Got the immigrant mentality. I think the last one's probably the best. Tyrone, the choosy one, Woodley.
Double thumbs up.
quadruple on that one.
How many thumbs can I put up? Only two.
A ton. Ladies, you know what he's talking about.
I got to pull the one out of my ass. That's three then.
Isn't that a nursery rhyme? Little Jack Corner.
Oh.
Is that in a corner?
Andrew Dice Clay?
Something like that.
Is that on a thumb? I don't know. I know
something like that.
I know what you're saying. I don't know the joke.
Though. I don't either.
I don't remember.
Would you rather get your arm broken by Frank Mir, Tim Sylvia, or get KO'd by Dan Henderson, Michael Bisping style?
I'll take Dan Henderson KO.
Of course. And then you're not breaking an arm.
No. I'll be okay from that.
The CTE is much better than a broken arm.
It could be. Depends how much CTE. It's a lot of CTA. Maybe I'll take the broken arm.
I've got a lot. It's all good. Would you rather suffer the indignity of being subbed by Pat Barry or be knocked out by Hoist Gracie?
I'll be subbed by Pat Barry. He'll probably give me a hug after.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too threatened by his submission.
No.
Or a knockout from Hoist. I don't think it's going to be too devastating.
Either one.
Just catch a flush. I'd rather take, I think the, agree. Subbed by Pat Barry. Fuck, Mary Kill, the WWD edition, number 11. You got Dakota Kai. And I don't care if that's not how you pronounce her last name. She's from New Zealand.
Oh, hello. That's not bad.
And Nikki Cross.
That is also... These chicks are a little bit thicker.
Yep. And...
She's got some nice thighs. Mm-hmm.
Tanera Conti.
Yeah, she's going to get killed. I'm not a fan of that one.
Her face looks very uptight, but her body does work.
Yeah. I'm going to have to marry the second one. That is a nice smile. And it's, the first one just looks like... She the first one looks like she'd be like that bodybuilder style chick who's all like working out during sex. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like, what are you doing? Fucking working out at the moment? What's happening here? Weird.
Okay, then I'll marry her.
Trying to work out a sweat. You probably like that.
I'll marry her. I'll fuck the
like
second one.
Doing all like kickboxing, Taibo. The second one, yeah. Third one's got to go.
She looks like she does work. I like the dark eyebrows of the blonde hair. So I'm in. I'll fuck her too.
Okay.
Whatever. Knowledge. You got any knowledge for this week?
Knowledge. I'm thinking. Okay, so yes. I started watching, I'm in this program, master's degree again, psych, and somebody did a presentation on the show. It's called This Is Us. It's kind of a heavy show, and I'm really enjoying it. I watched about half of the first season. I'm not sure if it's your kind of show, but it is, it's pretty
intense. Will I cry?
You might. Like, I found myself getting a little weepy during the show.
Then I'm out!
A couple of times, I was like, damn, they got me on this one. So there's a lot of stuff revolving around, like, some kids and their dad who passed, and, like, there's all this family dynamic stuff going on. It's a really good show. I know I'm late to the game. Only two seasons, but I watched half of the first. I really enjoy it. It's pretty good. It's not, you might dig it. I think there could be some stuff that, you know.
I don't need stuff.
Stir up some crap.
That's what I need. Let's stir up some shit.
Yeah, you do. Yo. It's always good to stir up the crap, you know? Maybe that'll just float away then instead of being stuck at the bottom.
Yo.
Out of mind, out of sight?
Yes. Okay. Push fine. That shit down and go. Nah.
Just let it bubble to the top. Like lots of loads. Just.
Well, you're all about loads. I don't know. Fisting and sticking things in your ass. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. It's that time of the month or something.
Apparently.
Yeah. Do you have any knowledge?
Yeah, I just say I saw the trailer for Battlefield 5. It's coming out in October.
What setting is this?
Going back to World War II, apparently.
I like it already.
There's a woman in the trailer.
Is she getting fisted?
No. It looks like she gets shot early in the footage. And at the end of the gameplay that they're showing, you're a man and you're in, and another man's choking you out, and then she comes and I think she fucking baseball bats the guy in the head and saves you, basically.
Whoa. I like her already.
And it's just weird. Do women have a place in a World War II game? Because I think there were some women in World War II, but do they have a place in a fucking war game? A World War II game? Is that historically accurate to have a bunch of women fighting on the fucking front lines?
No, I think females were mostly like servant type personalities. Many different types of servants.
Yeah, I got a problem with this.
You do?
Unless they're there with tits out.
Tits out, killing fools.
That's right.
That'd be very distracting. I wouldn't know what to do if this female's trying to kill me and I just want to fuck her.
Well, I think that was what Tim Kennedy was saying. He said, I'm all for women in the military, but it's fucking super distracting when you get a bunch of killer guys and you got a woman there with you. Like, I get it. Like, it's probably not good to interact with the men. They're ultra-aggressive and whatever. But going back to a video game, they already jammed them in Battlefield 1. When I do the load-up screen for fucking Battlefield 1, it looks like goddamn Rose Namajunas, a bald-headed woman, like a knife in one hand and a gun in the other. Like, this is not attractive. Like, you're killing my thirst for blood right now by putting a woman in this weird position. Mm-hmm. I don't think women should be on my video game.
What if she's definitely having a time game of the month, then she has plenty of blood for you.
That's fine. But maybe she's naked. Then I could support this.
Oh. That's not going to be PG-13, that. That'd be rated R game. Or X.
I can teabag people senseless.
Yeah, that's allowed. The rules are funny.
Not a fan. I'm out.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to stop me from buying the game, but I'm just
of
saying.
Not. You're like, fuck this game. I mean, I'm still going to play.
I'm still going
to
play.
It's like,
you're fucking bastards.
It's coming out in the fall?
I think October.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're already doing the
beta?
No, Alpha? But they're already advertising it in game on Battlefield 1.
Okay.
No, it's coming. We got a trailer out, but, you know, get your shit together. I don't think everything needs to be PC in a fucking war game, especially.
No. Might be fun. Maybe I'll check it out.
I don't know. I just don't like being a chick when I'm shooting other
people. I hear you, man.
So, what's our taping schedule for the next month before we get out of here?
So next week we are doing a Sunday, so the show will come out Monday, Tuesday, right?
Something like Monday. Two.
Monday. And then following June, July, and part of August, we're on a Monday schedule, so we'll be coming out Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Just so you know.
To mix it up a little bit. Yeah. We're getting back to, we'll try to keep it somewhat consistent.
Yeah.
But we'll give you a heads up, so.
If Mondays work, that could be okay. We'll see. But that has been this week's edition of Mad Minutes. My name is Igor Boyle.
Matt Griffin. Thanks for playing.